Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very brief edition of JTalk Extra Time. My name is Stuart Smith, alone this week, giving John a well-deserved break. And I'm going to take you through what happened last weekend in J3. And that's because there's another round of J3 games coming up on Wednesday this week. So without further ado, let's start at the top of the table where Blaublitz Akita are now, check my maths, 8 points clear of second place Raso Kumamoto after they won 2-1 at home against Iwate Gruja Morioka. A slightly harder work than a lot of people would have predicted for the league leaders, but they came away with a win nonetheless. They went ahead halfway through the first half. Now Iguchi scored his third goal of the season, an absolutely tremendous free kick. He really is the set-piece king in J3, and on this form, I wouldn't be surprised if he made his way into the team of the year. He's having an absolutely stellar season. After that, it was kind of even, and Iwate thought they'd kind of sealed a share of the spoils when they equalized in the 80th minute through Yusuke Muta, but they couldn't hold on, and an own goal 5 minutes from time after another superb delivery, set piece delivery from Nao Iguchi, sealed the win for Blaublitz Akita. Like I said, they are 8 points clear at the top of the table, and that's because Raso Kumamoto, who still sit in second place, were beaten 3-2 at home by FC Gifu in one of the biggest games of the season so far. This was a really good game, actually. Two teams that like to play good football and pressing football, and they shared 5 goals between them. Gifu took the lead early on, Shota Kawanishi scoring from close range after good work on the left from Yuta Togashi. Raso equalised just before the drinks break, actually, through Kamimura Shuhei. It was to be his first of 2 goals in the afternoon. Gifu retook the lead just before halftime. Machida Bright with his second goal of the year after a very swift counter-attack from Gifu. Like I said before, Kawamura scored twice on the day. And his second came with about 20 minutes to go. He bundled in from close range to make it 2-2. And at that point, Raso Kumamoto were actually in the ascendancy, but it was Gifu substitute, Shohei Aihara, who cut in from the right-hand side and unleashed a left-footed shot past Kei Uchiyama in the Raso goal. The keeper probably feels he might have been able to do a bit better stopping that particular shot. But yeah, it sealed a very, very important 3-2 win for Gifu. It really puts their season back on track, and they have Raso Kumamoto fairly in their sights in that race for the second promotion spot behind presumptive promotees Blaublitz Akita. However, ahead of FC Gifu are Nagano Paseron, but they missed a golden opportunity to make up ground on Kumamoto in second place, as Nagano were beaten 1-0 at home by SC Sagamihara, themselves in pretty decent form. This game was settled early on. Kota Hoshi's goal, after some very slick build-up work for Sagamihara, gave them the share of the spoils. This could have been a bit of a dangerous game for Sagamihara goalkeeper Victor Ibanez, who got a clobbering on his head as he went down to save a rebound. But fortunately, he got back up and he looked none the worse for wear, and he finished off the game. But that was a really disappointing result for Nagano, as they missed a chance to move level on points with Kumamoto in second. And it's all getting very bunched up at the top, because in fifth place, just 1 point behind Gifu and 1 point above Sagamihara, is Gainari Tottori. Now, Gainari Tottori went to Katari Toyama and fairly dished out a comprehensive beating there. They went to Toyama and won 3-0. Goals from Naoto Misawa, Yu Okubo, and Naoya Uwazato. The two goals from Okubo and Uwazato coming in the 83rd and 84th minutes, respectively. That's a very impressive win. But another defeat in a very, very disappointing year for Katari Toyama. A lot of people, including myself, had high expectations of them, but they, summarily failing to live up to them. Elsewhere, on the previous weekend's match day, Fukushima United won 3-2 at Vanrauwe Hachinohe. Fukushima actually raced into a 3-0 lead within the first half, Ishmaela bagging one of the goals, but they were pegged back by two goals in the second half that made Hachinohe come back on the cards, but Hachinohe couldn't quite find the third goal to bring it back, and Fukushima eventually left with the points. Another team to score three at the weekend were Azul Clara Numazu, as they dispatched Kamatamare Sanaki at home. Sanaki actually took the lead in this game. Kentaro Shigematsu scored very, very early on, I think maybe in the second or third minute. But just before our halftime, Yusuke Imamura, who scored against in the previous game against Gifu, brought Numazu level. An own goal, 15 minutes from time, put Numazu in front. And the on-loan Niigata player Hiroki Akiyama scored the kind of ceiling goal in the 82nd minute. That gave Numazu a 3-1 win in front of a kind of disappointing crowd of 955. I expected a little bit more from Numazu in that game. Where else? Oh, yes. Kagoshima United won 2-1 at home against Fujieda My FC. Taku Shinohama gave Kagoshima the lead, but they were pegged back by Yuya Himeno's equaliser. But you say Kanayuma scored in the 69th minute to give Kagoshima the win there. On Friday night, Seretso's under-23s played out a 0-0 draw with Imabari. And the final game saw Gamba Osaka under-23s beating YS Yokohama 2-1. 2-0. At the Panasonic Stadium. Goals from Kohei Okuno and Shoji Toyama, who's having himself a very, very good season. I think that was his 10th goal of the year, if I'm not mistaken. Where does that leave the league table? Well, like I said before, Akita looking very commanding at the top, 8 points clear of Raso Kumamoto, but probably more importantly, they are 11 points clear of third place AC Nagano Parcero. And behind Nagano Parcero, it's very, very tight. You have Nagano on 35 points, Gifu 34, Tottori 33, and Sagamihara on 32. Now, like I said, we've got another match day coming pretty soon. I'm recording this on Tuesday evening, and there's a match day coming on Wednesday afternoon. There are some interesting games. There aren't many kind of blockbuster games on the slate, with the very, very notable exception of Nagano Parcero hosting Raso Kumamoto. Most J3 observers' eyes will be fixated on Nagano's U Stadium for that game. Leaders Blaublitz Akita will be more than confident of taking advantage of whoever doesn't win in the Nagano game. Akita hosts YS Yokohama at home. At 1 o'clock, FC Gifu travel to Imabari, Gifu's first ever visit to Imabari in the J-League. And the other games include Tottori hosting Kagoshima, Sagamihara hosting Gamba's under-23s, Seretso's under-23s travel to Fukushima United, Fujieda take on Katari Toyama, Gruja Iwate will host very much struggling Kamatamari Sanaki, and Azul Clara Numazu will welcome Vanrauwe Hachinohe to Numazu. So, that's all for this particular whirlwind tour of J3. Hopefully John and I will be back later on in the week to dissect what else happened in J3 on Wednesday, and hopefully a J2 podcast as well. But until then, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the football. Stay safe, and I'll speak to you soon.